NAVSUP Publication 486, Volume 1, Revision 8, Food Service Management General Messes, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 4. 1. What is undertaken to obtain sufficient stocks for providing a well-balanced diet in the general mess? Replenishment. 2. Chilled meats, seafood, and poultry should be procured in limited quantities and handled in accordance with good commercial practice. These products must be used and stored in accordance with which publication? NAVMED Publication 5010-1. 3. A monthly supply-demand review will be made of all subsistence ledgers, which form, to maintain the current in-stock position for all items with a recurring demand and to keep inventories within the prescribed limitations. NAVSUP Form 335. 4. Assure inventory levels will maintain a maximum of how many days' endurance level on hand, except in emergency feeding situations that warrant a higher level. 7 to 10. 5. How often at a minimum must a low limit and a high limit be established for each item of stock? Quarterly. 6. What is the stock position that signals the need to begin replenishment action? Low limit. 7. What is the maximum quantity of food to be maintained on hand to sustain current operations? High limit. 8. Subsistence replenishments for a ship underway are based on which publication? OPNAV Instruction 4442.1 Gulf. 9. How many years at a minimum are prime vendor contracts awarded for? 1. 10. What administers the Subsistence Prime Vendor Program for Naval Afloat and Ashore Activities? NAVSUP, November 4-2. 11. What will prepare, award, and administer contracts for direct delivery of subsistence to ashore and afloat general messes? Defense Logistics Agency, Delta Lima Alpha. 12. What will serve as the afloat unit point of contact for all subsistence requirements under the Subsistence Prime Vendor Program? Fleet Logistics Center, Foxtrot, Lima Charlie. 13. Which products are the only energy drinks that have been approved for all general messes? Gatorade and Powerade. 14. All Navy-procured subsistence within the U.S. must be compliant with which amendment? Berry Amendment. 15. Strict audit readiness compliance must be adhered to, and only food items on which list are authorized for purchase. Master Load List, Mike Lima Lima. 16. What shall be used with all DD Form 1149s generated for open purchases using the local Fleet Logistics Center outside the preferred prime vendor method for placing operational ration requisitions to Defense Logistics Agency and for ships store purchases? Requisition Routing Sheet. 17. Purchasing specialty items in support of holiday or special meals will require justification, an email, and which form? DD Form 1149. 18. DD Form 1149s must be approved by TICOM, Region, Naval Sea Systems Command, and the immediate superior in command before BUPER's obligation, a minimum of how many days in advance of the required delivery date? 7. 19. All local purchase requisitions must be generated on which form in the Food Service Management System? DD Form 1149. 20. All afloat units shall identify and submit log rec requirements how many days in advance or as soon as operationally possible of a scheduled port visit using the log rec format prescribed by the applicable NFC. 30. 21. Ships' store transactions shall be limited and monitored so that they do not exceed $2,500, $5,000 for AS, CVN, LCC, LHA, LHD, LSD, and LPD, on which basis? Monthly. 22. All sales between the ship's store and the general mess must be documented on which form? DD Form 1149. 23. Supporting documentation for split order processing must include the items listed below and must be retained for how many years in accordance with Financial Management Office document retention policy. 10. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.